Thank you. Moving on to wolf hunting season quotas and landowner take under Senate Bill 200 quotas. As you can see, as outlined in, or highlighted in yellow on your commission sheet, the only change here is to include the Senate Bill 200 quotas. I believe it was Commissioner Stuker who asked for that information, which was mistakenly left out of the December meeting. But the commission annually approves the quota for Senate Bill 200 take. And that is for last year, it was up to 100 in separate commission-approved intervals of 25. Now, typically, there are a few wolves taken under Senate Bill 200. That was 6 in 2014, 12 in 2015, 8 in 2016, and 6 in 2017. FWP proposes no changes to the Senate Bill 200 quotas. Wolf comments that we received during the comment period varied from anti-wolf to pro-wolf, for lack of better terms. We received 263 comments, most speaking to wanting no hunting near national parks or staying with the current quotas. Many spoke to the role of wolves that they play in CWD management. With that, I would stand for questions.
Mr. Chairman, I move the Commission adopt the 2018-2019 wolf hunting season quotas and the SB 200 quotas presented by the Department, and that all other aspects of the season remain unchanged unless addressed in another proposal.
I'll second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. So this is the time for public comment. I think there's some folks here that do want to comment on wolves, but I believe most of the comment will probably have to do with issues outside of the agenda, so they'll be left for the public comment session at the end. But, you know, you brought up CWD, John, so I'll just ask you, I mean, where is the department at in its trying to assess the positive or negative impact of wolves? I think it's generally positive as it relates to CWD and the ability to cull, you know, the ability to cull wolves or the cull elk or deer that are with CWD.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. That was also a comment that we got on our draft CWD plan, is that it did not address the role of predators in CWD management. We looked over the available literature that there is on that, and it has shown that wolves and mountain lions and other predators can specifically choose animals that are affected by CWD. However, it was also found in a study in Colorado that was often cited, and this is in the case of mountain lions, that even though they were capable of selecting those animals with CWD, it did not lower the CWD prevalence, at least in the population that they studied. Now, that was a population where CWD prevalence was high, different than what we have here in Montana. And in a high, when there's high prevalence of CWD, even though those predators, in the case I'm speaking of is mountain lions, even though they were capable of selecting those animals that had CWD, it did not lower the overall CWD prevalence within the population. Some of the models that have been cited as supporting the role of predators in CWD management did not include, and a model, of course, you're just taking information and trying to put it together and drawing a conclusion from the information that you have. Those models did not take into consideration some of the effects that the people that were looking at mountain lion actual situation on the ground, and that is that predators can, and we know that they do, clump prey when they are on the landscape. We've all, well, many of us anyway, have seen that happen, especially with elk and wolves, where elk will clump together. That in itself can cause distribution of CWD in the population by putting elk together. And so those models that are often cited did not include that as one of the things that they looked at in their models. So I guess in the final analysis, the jury is still out as to whether or not, from a population standpoint, predators can effectively reduce CWD prevalence within a population. That will be included. There are several more paragraphs that the CWD plan that we are now putting in there to address that. Moreover, it's important to consider that with large predator landscape, large predator management on the landscape, we also have to include the social component, the human social component. And to There may be places on the landscape where we could manage for more predators. However, I would say that in those places where it's a, where livestock producers are a big part of the landscape, that's going to be a very difficult conversation. And it would be one that we would necessarily have to undertake. The way that we're managing wolves right now on the landscape, that went through the earlier wolf management plan that the department adopted, and that had several objectives in there. We're meeting all of those objectives. Moreover, that plan went through an extended and thorough public comment period to arrive at that plan. And I would say that Fish, Wildlife, and Parks in Montana, we have a very effective and very good predator management program, wherein we have wolves on the landscape. We've successfully integrated them into a 2017 landscape. This is not the landscape that Lewis and Clark saw in 1806, and we've been able to keep wolf conflicts at a minimum. For those of you that were around during the years when we had what I'll call the wolf wars, you may remember that we had protesters on the streets and whatnot. We hear very, very little about wolves as far as being controversial anymore on the landscape from many of the people that we heard that from earlier. So I guess that speaks to your question.
Yeah, I think it's, when I read through a lot of the public comments that we received, I believe what you're telling me. There seems to be a perception that the department is reluctant to engage in the discussion as it relates to CWD and predators. I think it's really important for the department to be aware of that and make sure that people that are on, for lack of a better term, whether they're wolf advocates or anti-wolf, that both sides to that discussion feel like their perspectives and that they're, the data they're hoping for this department to pursue and to kind of refine our understanding of that dynamic, that the department is undertaking that to the extent it can.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. And to reiterate, those were some of the comments that we got on our draft CWD plan, and I think that we've addressed those pretty well in the what we are looking to be the final version of that plan.
All right. Thank you. Okay, is there... go ahead, Rich.
A few questions. In 2017, how many of those six under Senate Bill 200 were taken in 313 or 316? And were there any poaching that we know of that happened in those areas?
Thank you, Commissioner Stuker. I don't know off the top of my head how many of those were. If we can find that out, but I don't have that off the top of my head.
Right.
Okay. Further question is, quite a few of the comments were either stay the same or they'd like to see us go to 1 or 0 in some of those districts, 313, 316, 110, and I'll be up front. As a rancher in person, I do not like wolves, but as my position on the commission, I have to consider everything that comes before me and leave my personal opinion out of it as much as I can. So my question is, if we did drop to 1 in like 313 or 316, what would be the biological effect, if any, and as the numbers came back, and I believe the biologist said, in spite of the predators, the elk numbers are staying well above the objective. So I guess my question to the department is, what would be the significance of dropping to 1 in one of the others? And to go along with the comments, I see in the comments people that were death against Commissioner Wolf's motions 5 years ago to drop from 6 to 5 and 4 are now actually, as I read it, in favor of possibly going to 1 or less in like 313 or 316 or some of the CWD areas. So I guess I'd just like the department to comment on that, please.
Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Stuker, thank you for the question. I will take a shot at that, and I'd also invite Region 3 staff to weigh in here if they would like to, but I don't think the difference of one wolf biologically would even be noticeable on the landscape. If you remember, 2 years ago, we proposed to go to, I believe it was four wolves at that time, and I don't know if even biologically you would tell much difference even at four wolf quota. It is a social question more than it is a biological question, in my estimation, but I would certainly let Karen and or Howard to weigh in on that.
With your permission, Abby Nelson, our wolf specialist for that area, is here, and she can help. I think she'll back up what John said.
Great.
Hi there, Chairman Vermilion, Commission Director Williams. I agree with you, John, that there will be little biological repercussions to changing one wolf. But there was quite a bit of comment at the Gardner season setting meeting as well that was in support for raising the quota, just for the record. Anything else?
All right. Thank you. Okay, there is public comment. I think there's no change from the tentative. The only change to the tentative is the fact that we're providing the information as it relates to Senate Bill 200, correct? So is there anybody that wants to comment on the information that has been added to the packet? All right. Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion passes.
No.
Aye.
You want to comment just on Senate Bill 200? That's the rest of the wolf discussion will occur later. Thank you. All those, so let's do that vote again. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
No.
Aye.
Motion passes 3-2.